I mean, you know, everybody thought, you know, it'll be a down game for us, you know, knowing that Gordon's out. You know, he's our leader and one of our leaders, and we had to step up. We had to outplay them, you know, play harder than they did, and you know, we did that. We defended. You know, that didn't leave, even though Gordon was out. You know, we still defended really hard and came out with a win, big win.
What was your defensive strategy against the Cavs?
I think we made them. We forced them into playing one-on-one ball, you know, and they got great one-on-one players, don't get me wrong, but, you know, we made them take contested jumpers, you know, especially late in the game. And, you know, Book did a great job, you know, guard being versatile on the defensive end. And to hold them to 85 points, the talented offensive team they are, I mean, I think that was the key to the game.
Having a great defensive game plan against a great team is one thing, but maintaining that focus for all 48 minutes, how proud are you of this team to be able to do that against such a great team?
I'm very proud. I mean, you know, it's been a tough season for us, you know, putting together 48-minute games and to do that against, you know, arguably one of the top two teams in the league, you know, was big, you know, for a young team, and, you know, gives us a little bit of momentum.
You think tonight was just another great example of the way this team has handled adversity so many times throughout the year?
I mean, yeah, that's what we're about. You know, next man up. The thing we're going to bring every single night, regardless of who on the floor, we're going to play hard, play defense. And, you know, when that happens, you know, offensively, you know, things are happening. And we get out in transition, and, you know, who knows what can happen. So I think it was big for us to do that.
Did Hayward say anything to you? Did you get a chat with him after the game?
No, I saw him before the game. He just told me, you know, be aggressive. You know, don't think. You know, just go out there and play hard, and whatever happens, happen.
When you guys were leading most of the game, and they came back and tied the game in the third quarter, what were your thoughts going into the fourth quarter, and trying to maintain some momentum and actually trying to win the game?
I mean, we just had to stay the course. You know, we feel like, you know, for most of the game, we were out playing them. You know, playing harder than they were, and Trey Lyles did a huge job. You know, stepping up early in the fourth quarter, third quarter. Hit some big buckets, some threes, getting to the paint. So I think that was big. Gave us a little bit of cushioning. We were able to get stops when we had a little bit of cushioning. We made some free throws and down the stretch. So I think we did a great job of that.
Do you put added pressure on yourself knowing that you guys needed some extra scoring tonight with Gordon out?
Nah, not at all. You know, I do know I'm aware that I have to be more aggressive, you know, when we're going to be out. But, you know, it's just about playing. You know, not letting the ball stick in my hands. You know, my teammates kept telling me to be aggressive. You know, Fave, the coaches, everybody. So, you know, I just got to continue to play that way.
What's it like to have such a big game and a win over LeBron and the Cavs?
I mean, it's big. You know, just to win. You know, and be the, you know, one of the best teams in the league. You know, it does a lot for our confidence. The thing we can't do now is have a letdown. You know, because. You know, we're about to go on the road. Well, we got one more game at home, and we can't, you know, think we just going. That's what happened in Brooklyn. We had a letdown. We got to come in with the right mindset and try to get another one before we head on the road.
You had to fight through this back issue tonight, and I know you had to step off the court for a little while and try to just get it to feel as best as you could through playing with it. Did you sense that responsibility tonight to do what it takes to get back out on the floor and help win a game that's so critical?
Yeah, I mean, I just got to play through it. No matter how bad it hurts, no matter how bad it's, you know, it may be hindering you, you know, you just got to play through it. And, you know, we was able to my teammates just kept my mind off it. They kept telling me, keep going. And, you know, I was able to push through. But, you know, that's what we're about as a team, you know, being resilient, you know, fighting through pain, you know, hopefully get going back soon and keep this thing pushing.
How is your back now?
Pretty sore right now, but, you know, 2 days, well, not off, but 2 days, get some treatment. You know, hopefully it'll be better by our next game.
Do you feel better when you're hitting those threes, though?
A lot better.
Did you know going into the game tonight that Houston and Dallas had won, so you kind of had to win in order to keep up with those teams, or did you?
I don't look at the scores. It's hard not to look at the standings because it's out there, but, you know, we got control. We can control. You know, we got 16 more games. You know, see what we can do in 16 games, and, you know, we'll see where we at.
For you, what changes when you're the leading number one option on the floor?
I just try not to let the ball stick. You know, with me and Fave and pick and roll. You know, that's a great option for us. And, you know, they got to make a decision whether they, you know, sag off and give me the shot, or, you know, they open up a lane for Fave, and he does a great job being you know, grading that half roll, shooting his jump shot, getting all the way to the rim. So we just got to continue to get better at that.
What did you learn about this team tonight?
That we're hungry. You know, we're playing that way. We're playing hard, and it's about keeping that going. You know, I think we're finding some consistency as far as how hard we play for 48 minutes. And, you know, we got a tough test. Even though Phoenix hasn't won that many games, we got a tough test. They're a hot team, and we'll see what happens.